Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in. Hope you're having a really good Wednesday. Thank you so much for having us on today. You might have heard Alan mention this. I want to do it again. Red flags are flying on the island this afternoon. It's those winds really cracking up and the surf, and it's really causing a lot of problems out there. I was surprised to hear, though, that when he gave that report, he mentioned that swimming was still allowed along Pensacola Beach. And I was always under the impression with red flags, it was not a wise thing to do.
No, you're correct.
If you're doing so, let me just reemphasize the fact: red flags are flying. Please, if you're so inclined to swim, do it in a protected area, because it is a mess. All right, Austin, hope you're ready to do it. Let's do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, think that was a pretty good warning.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you let me get my bearings.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Okay. News Radio 92.3 afternoon again. I'm surely glad you're with us. Number one, here's what we're following, the top three. Escambia County has received a $30 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The fund's going to be used for the construction of a new ECAT facility. Now, the county plans to relocate the Rosa Parks Transit Complex to a new facility in the vicinity of Clarinda Lane. If you're not familiar, it's between Pace Boulevard and Palafox in Brent. Escambia commissioners will address the issue at tomorrow's board meeting and authorize staff to start the process required for the acquisition of properties for ECAT's relocation.
And the second of your top three stories, low pay leading to an exodus of teachers in the Sunshine State. For the second year in a row, Florida ranks 50th out of all 50 states for average teacher salary. Out of 67 counties, Escambia ranks 54th with an average salary of just over $50,000. Santa Rosa is ranked 34th with an average salary of a little over $53,000. Escambia County currently has 42 instructional openings, and this represents a fill rate of 98.4%.
And number three this afternoon, Escambia District 1 Commissioner Stephen Stroberger addressed the status of two long-standing community concerns. Here we go. The first, the lack of fire protection for Paradise Beach residents and ongoing tensions over public access to beaches on Perdido Key. He told residents at a recent town hall meeting the county is finalizing the acquisition of a five-acre site on Bronson Field Road. That's for the new fire station. He also focused on beach access in Perdido Key. Disputes have erupted between condo owners seeking to limit public use of privately owned beachfront property and residents advocating for broader public access.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, first up, a 54-year-old man from Escambia County, Alabama, being sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for sending a death threat to a Mobile County DA. William Terry Holmes made the threat through a letter while already incarcerated. He targeted the DA, their family, and a judge involved in a capital murder case of someone that Holmes claimed to know. He had also identified as a member of a white supremacist group. He must now pay over $26,000 in restitution.
Not a very good day for a couple of bad guys. A routine traffic stop led to the arrest of two Molina residents on multiple drug charges. 44-year-old Michael Palmer was charged with felony possession of methamphetamine. 46-year-old Rebecca Palmer was charged with first-degree fentanyl trafficking. Michael Palmer was released from jail on a $2,500 bond, while Rebecca Palmer remained in the Escambia jail without bond this morning. The two are not related. Same last name, but
what are the odds of that?
So if you were concerned, and or they were a husband and wife or sister, brother, or whatever, not.
And a staple in downtown Pensacola says they'll be relocating soon. Wine tasting room Casks and Flights on Palafox announced on social media that they're relocating due to the owner renovating the building that they're in. The business has been on Palafox for 7 years now.
Okay, it is 4:15, and Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. But those are areas that it's kind of typical to see some issues there. Also have some heavy backups on Avalon Boulevard. This is if you're traveling either north or southbound, just over the water coming from or heading towards Gulf Breeze. We do have some construction going on in that area that's adding to the backups there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 81 degrees. It's going to be a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 83, and may have a slight chance of thunderstorms on your Thursday night where the low will be 72.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. 4:17. Chris Bryant and Austin Price in with you this afternoon. Well, the driver of a recreational boat that crashed into a ferry in Clearwater, resulting in the deaths of a passenger, is now denying he left the scene of that incident. Fox's Eamon Brown has more from Miami.
The driver of a 37-foot-long recreational boat which struck the Clearwater ferry Sunday, killing one passenger and injuring others, is now saying through his attorney that reports he left the scene are misinformation. Florida Fish and Wildlife spokesman Matthew De La Rosa.
The captain voluntarily submitted to a breathalyzer, and there was no alcohol determined in that breathalyzer sample. It read 000.
The owner, Jeffrey Knight, claims he had one of his passengers call for help, tied his vessel to the distressed ferry, and pushed it closer to shore so first responders could more easily access it, leaving only when they arrived and his vessel took on too much water. No charges are filed. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a group of churches from Florida to California suing the Trump administration over its policy change, pushing for the arrest of undocumented immigrants at places of worship. Rebecca Putman is a pastor of Westminster Presbyterian Church in Gainesville. She says the Constitution guarantees the free exercise of religion and the right to assembly. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security says that criminals can no longer hide in America's schools and churches.
News Radio 92.3 today, 100 wildfires are burning across Florida, covering 3,100 acres. The largest wildfire in the state is the Sandy Pine Fire, burning about 108 acres. Really close. It's over in Walton County. National Weather Service reports low humidity combined with dry soil and vegetation, especially when combined with gusty winds, are creating an elevated fire danger today.
And in about 10 minutes, I'm going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Burger Battle by the Bay at Community Maritime Park. What you can do to win those tickets and what the event is for in regards to benefiting certain organizations and stuff. We got that information for you and more coming up in just 10 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, a mandatory later start time for Florida's middle and high schools appear on their way out before that. Well, really, before it even took effect. Florida House on Tuesday agreed to give districts more local control over their bell schedules. The changes in Senate Bill 296 would allow school districts to avoid the requirement that middle schools begin no earlier than 8 a.m., high schools no earlier than 8:30 a.m.
And attorneys for convicted killer Jeffrey Hutchinson appealing to the U.S. and Florida Supreme Courts to stop his execution scheduled for tomorrow, arguing that his cognitive impairments from military service make him mentally incompetent. They claim executing him would violate the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment, but the state contends that he has not proven his insanity. If carried out, Hutchinson's execution will mark the fourth in Florida this year.
I'm sure Bruce Woody over at ECUA is all over this story. Well, Florida actually could ban the addition of fluoride in drinking water. Eben Brown, down in Miami, comes back for another report for us.
Florida's governor could sign a bill passed by the state legislature that, among other things, bans the act of adding fluoride to drinking water systems in the state. Governor Ron DeSantis and his state surgeon general, Joseph Latipo, have recently endorsed ending the decades-old practice, which began as a method to prevent tooth decay but is now being questioned as a potential toxin for children. About two-thirds of all public water systems in the U.S. engage in fluoridation. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 4:19. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we'll get a deep dive into some of the biggest stories happening across your nation today. Also, once again, in about 8 minutes now, we'll be giving away that pair of tickets to Burger Battle by the Bay. So stick around. This is News Radio 92.3.
My grades were bad. I would, get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years. there are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Ms. Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m. Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 423 News Radio 92.3. Sunny, 80 degrees this afternoon. Welcome to a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on today. Thinking about making an investment into your financial security. Powerball tonight, $30 million. $13.9 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. They make that drawing tonight around 10 o'clock. Play wisely and good luck to you. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a judge charged with obstruction of justice. You're probably pretty familiar with this. Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested after allegedly helping an illegal immigrant evade arrest. Fox's Garrett Teeny has more on the story.
The timing of this move to relieve Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan of her duties is notable, given that it took the state Supreme Court more than 4 days to make this decision. Also given that the judge is facing federal charges for obstruction, which is a felony. And under Wisconsin state law, you legally can't hold public office if you've been convicted of a felony. It is also notable that the high court did not include in its order that Judge Dugan's salary be withheld while she is on administrative leave, meaning she will continue to receive her $174,000 salary while her own court case plays out. Despite that, her legal team released a statement saying, "We are disappointed that the court acted in unilateral fashion. We continue to assert Judge Dugan's innocence and look forward to her vindication in court."
And a Columbia University student is free on bail after DHS officers detained him earlier this month. Moshin Madawi has been held at an ICE facility in Vermont since he was arrested by Department of Homeland Security agents during his naturalization interview on April 14th. The 34-year-old was at the center of organizing pro-Palestinian protests that took place at Columbia University last year.
Okay, let me take you over to Harvard for a second, get you updated on what's happening over there. They have released an internal report of anti-Semitic activities on campus. You're going to find this interesting. Alexis McAdams has more information.
The president had to apologize because these reports show there's a lot of problems on campus. This after the Jewish students there say they feel like they are treated like pariahs, and Muslim students share that they feel like second-class citizens. These reports were done by two separate task forces, which have faculty and students on them, and they're formed by the school this time. They're finding both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia are running rampant on Harvard's campus. And it's not just in the classroom, okay, but it's in campus life too. The report's finding a spike in anti-Semitism after the October 7th Hamas terror attack. Some students say it's even worse at the schools and programs that have a focus on social justice.
424 News Radio 92.3, we are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks gaining steam in the last 15 minutes of trading on the last trading day on what has been a volatile month for Wall Street. Stocks ending mixed, but the Dow and S&P 500 extending gains for a seventh straight session. Data show that gross domestic product, a measure of economic growth, shrank in the first 3 months of the year. It was the first contraction in 3 years, deepening concerns around the impact of U.S. tariffs and the global trade war. Industrials and consumer staples gained while energy lagged, and investors are eagerly awaiting earnings after the closing bell today from tech heavyweights Meta Platforms and Microsoft. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amazon, and Chevron. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, excuse me, it's 425, Austin Price. Boy, I'm telling you, it gets dyslexic sometimes. I get the 4 o'clock to 5. Let's make it really on target here. 425, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Alrighty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure and your retirement is at risk. Take control now as Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Looking at the roads here, got some backups, especially if you're traveling northbound on Avalon Boulevard. This is just as you're coming over to water, coming from Gulf Breeze. We've got some backups over there. There is some work going on the roads in that area, making it worse for you. Also have some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton, and on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 80 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 83 with a low of 72, and maybe some slight thunderstorm chances Thursday night.
427 News Radio 92.3. Here's some top stories that we're following this hour. Older Americans want to know if they are in the early stages of Alzheimer's. A survey of people 45 and older found growing interest in testing, diagnosis, and treatment for the deadly disease. More than 7 million people, by the way, in the U.S. are now living with Alzheimer's. Job growth by private employers was disappointing in April. A lot of unsmiling faces today. Jenny Casola has more for us.
Payroll processing company ADP is reporting 62,000 new jobs created by private employers in April. Economists were expecting 115,000. Also, March job growth was revised down from 155,000 to 147,000. ADP bases its report on payroll information from more than 25 million U.S. employees. ADP's chief economist, Dr. Neela Richardson, says unease is the word of the day. She says employers are trying to reconcile policy and consumer uncertainty with a run of mostly positive economic data. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. ADP's report is not considered a preview. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
All righty, I got a pair of tickets I'm looking to give away to the Burger Battle by the Bay. It's taking place at Community Maritime Park on May 3rd at 11 a.m. It benefits Take Stock and Children of Florida and the Suburban West Rotary Club Foundation Incorporated. To win this pair of tickets, all you got to do is be the first person to text into our text line the word burger at 850-437-1620. Again, that is the word burger. Text it in to 850-437-1620. First person to do so gets this pair of tickets to Burger Battle by the Bay.
Did I mention to you this is an annual type thing for me? I love this event.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I just love sampling all the different burgers around town. You
so
know?
To share a burger with Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Be the first to text.
I'll be there. All right. Hey, Google's CEO is defending the company on the witness stand today at the antitrust trial. It's getting to be very, very interesting in Washington.
The U.S. government is seeking an order to force Google to sell its Chrome browser and to take other steps to boost competition in the search business. Google CEO Sundar Pichai said on the stand Google spends billions on research and development in cybersecurity. He believes changes to its business could hurt the company and its customers. He also doesn't believe any other company could invest in Chrome's innovation and security the way Google has. The Department of Justice and a coalition of state attorneys general are pushing for changes to bring back competition, especially as generative artificial intelligence advances. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And we had President Trump meeting with the heads of major companies today, promoting investment in the U.S. as the tariff issue remains front and center. Names like NVIDIA, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly, GE Aerospace, and SoftBank, have pledged to spend money in U.S.-based expansions and projects. The Trump administration wants to use the Investing in America event to tout Trump's achievements and push back on fear that some have over his global tariff policies.
There you go. Mortgage rates lower today remain below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.81%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.17. Sports coming up in 5. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. Stocks finishing mixed following a new report showing a contracting GDP. President Trump reacting.
The U.S. economy slowed in the first quarter of 2025. The GDP shrinking by 0.3 of a point, the Commerce Department says. The worst quarterly performance since 2022.
And I have to start off by saying that's Biden. That's not Trump.
The president says his tariff policy is attracting new businesses in the U.S., and that will grow the economy.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Democrats counter the Biden economy appears to have lost momentum since Trump took office. Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors approving a record-breaking $4 billion sexual abuse settlement involving 7,000 victims.
The cases date back to 1959, with most involving allegations of abuse at juvenile facilities and foster care homes.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin in L.A. America's listening to Fox News.
My favorite thing about music is it's reliable. It's always there.
And it just helps me cheer up other people.
There's nothing to worry about when you do music. You're just having fun.
When I'm playing it, I'm like, wow, this is me.
And the sound just increases around you, and you just become immersed in it. You become one with it.
When you play music, you are playing life.
Whatever music means to you, just play.
Brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
All right, getting you started here. Escambia County has received a $30 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The funds will be used for the construction of a new ECAT facility. The county plans to relocate from the Rosa L. Parks Transit Complex to a new facility in the vicinity of Clarinda Lane between Pace Boulevard and Palafox and Brent. Escambia commissioners will address the issue at tomorrow's board meeting and authorize staff to start the process required for the acquisition of properties for ECAT's relocation.
The second story that we're following for you this afternoon, and kind of frame this under, well, show me the bucks. Low pay is leading to an exodus of teachers in the state for the second year in a row. Florida ranks 50th out of 50 states for average teacher salaries. Out of 67 counties in the state of Florida, Escambia ranks 54th. With the average salary of $50,000 plus $206,000. Santa Rosa is ranked 34th with the average salary just over $53,000. Escambia County currently has 42 instructional openings, and this represents a fill rate of 98.4. And a little bit later this hour, I'm going to be telling you about an event coming up here that is a hiring teachers event. It'll be a good opportunity, so hang around. We'll have that coming up for you in less than 10 minutes.
All righty, and your third and final of the top three stories, Escambia District 1 Commissioner Steve Stroberger addressed the status of two longstanding community concerns, the lack of fire protection for Paradise Beach residents and ongoing tensions over public access to beaches on Perdido Key. He told residents the county is finalizing the acquisition of a five-acre site on Bronson Field Road for a new fire station. He also focused on beach access. In Perdido Key, disputes have erupted between condominium owners seeking to limit public use of privately owned beachfront and residents advocating for broader public access. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, 4:35, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan in with Austin Price Wednesday afternoon, and let's take a look into sports.
Fox Sports Update.
Down to a minute remaining on the power play. Gostisbehere to the far side, back across, too hard for Jarvis. Gostisbehere with it once again. To the far circle, score! Uh-oh, wins it, and sends the Hurricanes to the second round. Sebastian Aho on the power play, 5-4 Carolina.
The Carolina Hurricanes became the first team to move into the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. On TNT, Sebastian Aho scored in overtime to lift Carolina over New Jersey 5-4 and into the second round. Another overtime game in Las Vegas, Brett Howden scored in sudden death to give the Golden Knights a 3-2 win over the Wild and a 3-2 series lead. The Maple Leafs missed a chance to eliminate the Senators. Ottawa won at Toronto 4-0 to force a Game 6 in Ottawa. The Oilers beat the Kings 3-1 in Los Angeles to take a 3-2 series lead. Two NBA playoff series ended last night.
Magic put up a fight. They made Boston feel them in this series, there's no doubt about it. Their defense, their grit, their physicality was impressive. But the experience showed out for Joe Mazzulla and the defending champs. Boston is bound for the second round.
On NBA TV, the Celtics beat the Magic 120-89. 35 points and 10 rebounds for Jason Tatum. Boston, the defending champs, into the second round against the winner of the Knicks-Pistons series. New York could have ended it last night, but lost at home to Detroit 106-103. Cade Cunningham scored 24 for Detroit, which will host Game 6 tomorrow, down 3-2. Indiana Pacers came back from 20 points down against the Bucks in Game 5 to force overtime. Then Indiana ended the game on an 8-0 run over a span of 33 seconds. Eliminated Milwaukee for the second year in a row, 119-118. Pacers advanced to play the Cleveland Cavaliers. Jamal Murray scored 43 points for the Nuggets, who went up 3-2 on the Clippers, winning in Denver 131-115. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and also in your sports headlines today, we did have some unfortunate news come out earlier today regarding a state-based college football talent. New York Jets quarterback Jordan Travis has informed a team of his retirement. He was a fifth-round pick from Florida State in 2024. He suffered a serious leg injury in his final college game on November 18th, 2023, and it's upsetting because he completed, about 64% of his passes for 20 touchdowns and two picks while leading the team to an 11-0 record. And he stated, after much prayer and consultation, he's been medically advised to retire. He had been placed on the reserve/retired list after extensive rehab efforts.
All right, the Blue Wahoos began their longest road trip of the season with a 3-2 win over Birmingham Tuesday evening. Wahoos now 16-6 on the season, sit in first place in the South Division. Tonight, Pensacola faces Birmingham, game two of that six-game series. And I gotta chuckle about this whole thing about Belichick. Of course, NFL legend and UNC football coach Bill Belichick is defending his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, after she intervened in his CBS interview. Did you get a chance to see this?
I saw the part that had people upset.
Let me just use the word crazy. Nat Foy has more on the story.
When the interviewer asked how they met, Hudson saying that she wouldn't or they wouldn't be discussing that, Belichick released a statement saying, quote, "Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. I was surprised when the unrelated topics were introduced, and I repeatedly expressed this to the reporter. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. She was not deflecting any specific question or topic, but simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track."
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people are quick to kind of raise eyebrows, especially considering that their age gap is unorthodox to begin with. And some relationships can be manipulative or unhealthy, you know, when it comes to their dynamic. So for her to kind of answer for him and say, no, we're not answering that, I think it just kind of raised red flags for people.
Okay, the Milwaukee Bucks are out of the NBA playoffs. This surprised me. I thought they would go further. Here's Joe Morgan.
The Milwaukee Bucks season has come to an end, and the future doesn't look bright. The Bucks were eliminated from the playoffs Tuesday night, falling in overtime to the Pacers 119-118. Milwaukee collapsed late in OT, allowing Indiana to end the game on an 8-0 run, while Tyrese Halliburton made a driving layup with just over 1 second remaining in the game for the victory. The Pacers forced two turnovers in the final 29 seconds of overtime, and Indiana advances to face the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second round. Milwaukee's loss comes one day after the team announced that Damian Lillard has a torn left Achilles tendon. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And Lakers superstar Luka Doncic donating $5,000 toward the restoration of a Kobe and Gianna mural in downtown L.A. We touched on this earlier this week. It was recently vandalized with graffiti, and it was created just days after Kobe, Gianna, and seven others died in a helicopter crash years ago. And it depicted Kobe kissing his daughter on the head when she was a toddler. A GoFundMe was started requesting $5,000 to pay for the restoration of the mural, so Doncic paid for all of it.
All right, here's a crazy story coming out of Minnesota. A family up there is being sued by their neighbors in a dispute over a basketball hoop. Jeff Manasso has the story.
It's a common basketball hoop in a St. Louis Park, Minnesota driveway where Lily Modine's two young boys play that's now the focus of a legal dispute.
I have a sense of dread because we've just been under attack for a year.
In court documents, Julia and Fred Ramos, the new neighbors, want the family's hoop gone, citing safety concerns. In a battle that's gone from the zoning board to a restraining order that a judge tossed out to now civil court to prevent the boys from playing basketball in their own driveway.
And it's just become very apparent that it's not going to stop.
The Modines have opened a GoFundMe account for mounting legal bills. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And you said that was Minnesota, correct?
Yeah, I got a hoop at home, and I don't even have kids.
Well,
they left.
Minnesota stories are actually getting kind of wilder here because apparently a man who skate fatally cut a University of Minnesota Duluth player during a game in England will not face criminal charges. British prosecutors made the decision Tuesday in connection with the 2023 death of Adam Johnson. He was playing for the Nottingham Panthers when Matthew Petgrave's skate blade connected with his neck. Johnson died at the hospital while Petgrave was arrested days later. Authorities say after a lengthy investigation, it was determined that there was no prospect of conviction for any criminal offenses.
I've seen some pretty bad hockey accidents.
Yeah, it's scary.
Okay, this is interesting. The former agent of NFL Hall of Famer John Elway is on life support this afternoon after an accident in SoCal, Southern California. Jared Max has more.
Denver Broncos legend and Hall of Fame quarterback John Elway was reportedly driving a golf cart Saturday night in a private golf community in La Quinta, California, following a party when Elway's longtime friend and manager, 61-year-old Jeff Spurbeck, fell off the back of the golf cart, rolled, and hit his head on asphalt. Elway called 911. When paramedics arrived, Spurbeck was unconscious but breathing. According to TMZ, he is now on life support. 12 years ago, Elway and Jeff Spurbeck formed Seven Cellars Winery together.
With their spouses, they had attended the Stagecoach Music Festival Saturday before they went to a post party where shortly after leaving, the accident occurred. Jared Max, Fox News.
All right, and last but not least, here is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Knicks blew a golden opportunity to quickly close out the Pistons last night in five games. And going into the playoffs, I thought there was a tremendous amount of pressure, not only Tom Thibodeau, but also Mikal Bridges. And last night, Tibbs needed to have Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart in at the end of the game. And with Brunson and Hart not fully healthy, it was Bridges' time to carry this team to a victory, and he tried, but ultimately he couldn't get the job done. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Okay, 445, News Radio 92.3. Beautiful day here. Austin Price, taking a look at the weather and local traffic together. What's happening out there?
Well, luckily not much. It looks like we do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that's to be expected. Also have some backups traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. Last but not least, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. Got our typical evening backups there. As for the weather on a local scale, 80 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny, high of 83, low of 72.
Okay, the central U.S. is bracing for potential severe weather throughout the afternoon here into the night. Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more on the weather scene.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be in the forecast once again for the south central U.S., with the possibility for large hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, and very heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. Tomorrow, the risk shifts into the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee river valleys, spreading towards the east coast and northeast over the weekend. We've got another round of storms moving into the plains on Friday. Scattered thunderstorms also possible over the northwest, the Rockies, and the Midwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
And the state's high court says Ohio can resume enforcing a law that bans certain procedures for transgender youth. The request was made by Attorney General Dave Yost, who asked the Supreme Court to pause an appellate court decision that called the bill unconstitutional. The latest ruling will allow the enforcement of the ban while litigation is pending, and it prevents LGBTQ minors from accessing care such as hormone blockers and hormone replacement therapy.
All right, vets needing free benefits, medical benefits, and things like this, or it's now available. Escambia County's Veterans Services Office providing assistance at no charge, no appointments required. Here's a number to call, 850-595-2409. You can visit VSO at myescambia.com, or you can do it in person, 3363 West Park Place. That is in the Escambia County Central Office Complex, just east of Town and Country Plaza.
And a new tool using artificial intelligence has been able to diagnose arthritis with 98% accuracy. Researchers in South Korea say the system analyzes fluid and joints to distinguish between osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. While the two have similar symptoms, they have different causes and treatments. Accurately determining which could make all the difference, and the report was published in the journal Small.
Okay, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House today where they discussed recent developments in protecting the health of Americans. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told President Trump that they have been revamping health standards and are taking action to remove unknown ingredients in U.S. foods.
Europeans only have 400 ingredients. We have 10,000. There are chemicals we know nothing about. and we are going to stop that process, and then we're going to go back and look at these articles and make the companies either get rid of them or to label them.
Well, Secretary Kennedy added that they have launched an autism study to help determine a cause for the illness and reaffirmed his hope to have results by September.
All righty, 449 on the nose here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll take one last quick break, and in just a couple minutes when we return, we'll get some business notes for you as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you, and thank you for taking us along. We're enjoying the ride. Escambia Public Schools hosting an in-person, I told you I was going to tell you about this, it is the teacher hiring event. It's going to happen Saturday over at Washington High School. Full-time teaching positions at all grade levels are available for the 25-26 school year. School administrators and staff going to be conducting those interviews. It is called the Business of Teaching.
All right. New reports.
Right.
Yeah. The way you couldn't see it, but he flailed his arms up in the air triumphantly. And new reports have the U.S. economy heading into a bumpy road this summer. The GDP, the sum of the value of goods and services produced, fell 0.3% over last year. Growth had originally been predicted by economists, but outlooks were revised to negative thanks to reaction to President Trump's global tariffs. A separate report from payroll processor ADP showed job creation slowed to 62,000 positions last month, about half of what economists were expecting.
453. News Radio 92.3, one city here in Florida could be the newest location for a professional baseball team. Jared Max has more on this story.
Among 30 teams in Major League Baseball, 16 drew more fans per game last season than the two teams combined whose homes are in the state of Florida. Annually, the Tampa Bay Rays and Miami Marlins have sat near the very bottom of the baseball attendance charts. This season, the Rays are playing in Tampa at the spring training home of the Yankees because Tampa Bay's home in St. Petersburg, Tropicana Field, was severely damaged by Hurricane Milton. Could the Rays potentially find a new home in Orlando? An ownership group led by Heartland Dental founder Rick Workman says it has $2.5 billion in commitments to try to buy a major league team and move it to Orlando with plans for a new stadium near International Drive. The name of the group pursuing the team, the Orlando Dreamers. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, just what International Drive needs is more traffic.
Yeah. Justin, you thought Orlando didn't have enough causing heavy
flow. If
it's
not the 4 freeway, it's International Drive.
Well, and you
stay
know,
away from us.
Just a moment ago, I talked about the GDP and everything. Well, President Trump, reacting to that, says that an economic boom will take a while after tariffs he implemented start kicking in. In a true social post, the president told the public to be patient. He also placed blame on former President Biden for the current state of the stock market, noting that he did not take office until January 20th.
You know, Spirit tried to do the merger thing with JetBlue. Didn't work out here. They're going back at it again here. JetBlue is reportedly in talks with United Airlines on a potential partnership. Ted Linder has more for us.
Sources familiar with the matter say the potential partnership comes after a federal judge blocked JetBlue's so-called Northeast Alliance with American Airlines back in 2023. The sources said the two airlines have yet to finalize all the details and cautioned that things could still change. JetBlue, which has struggled financially post-pandemic, managing to post a profit in just two of the past 9 quarters, is hoping the partnership can help stabilize revenue. United says it does not comment on industry speculation. An official announcement could happen this quarter. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Okay, 455, News Radio 92.3. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at the weather and traffic together.
Well, looking at the roads here, luckily not too much going on. On Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, we've got some minor congestion there. Also have some on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And maybe some developing still on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 80 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, going to be a high of 83 with a low of 72. And there's going to be about a 20% chance of thunderstorms in your area on Thursday night.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump today blaming former President Joe Biden for the U.S. economy shrinking in the first quarter of 2025, suggesting he'll double down and blame Biden again for the second quarter's results. The president's remarks came hours after his first defensive response to the Commerce Report, showing GDP falling at a 0.3% annualized pace. It was the first quarter of negative growth since 2022, when Joe Biden was president. Shares of Meta rose nearly 3% in after-hours trading following the company's reporting of stronger-than-expected revenue in the first quarter. Revenue topped estimates by nearly $1 billion. The company said that second-quarter sales will be in the range of $42.5 to $45.5 billion. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow gaining more than 140 points, the S&P 500 up slightly, and the NASDAQ off the pace by nearly 15. That's Your Money Now.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, interesting. It's all about a singer, an entertainer, and an astronaut. Who would I be talking about? Katy Perry. You know who I'm talking about. Well, she says she's been battered and bruised by backlash to her Blue Origin flight.
She has.
I know she has. Poor little thing. Michelle Polino has a story for us.
Katy Perry is speaking out after facing backlash from the entertainment community and others over a recent Blue Origin spaceflight. The pop star says she feels battered and bruised, but is determined to keep looking to the light. Perry was part of an all-female crew that took an 11-minute trip to space April 14th. The Jeff Bezos-founded company's mission, intended to highlight women in aeronautics, instead triggered a flood of online criticism from fellow celebrities, including Olivia Munn and Amy Schumer, and even fast food chain Wendy's. The controversy follows the disappointing performance of Perry's latest album, 143. In a lengthy comment on a fan page, Perry expressed gratitude to her supporters. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a new documentary on U2 frontman Bono coming to Apple TV at the end of the month. Bono, Stories of Surrender, was filmed during his one-man show at the Beacon Theater in New York City. It's based on his memoir, Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story, and his accompanying book and theater tour. In a new trailer, Bono introduces the show as The Tall Tales of a Short Rock Star. Bono's Series of Surrender premieres on May 30th.
Okay, 4:58. Let me just add there, a very talented short rock star, if you will. 4:58, News Radio 92.3. I loved it last week when Kid Rock was in with the president and he had that red suit on. I don't know if you got a chance to check that out or not.
I think I remember, one of his visits.
It was absolutely gorgeous. It was an American red suit, just great. Well, anyway, the kid is bringing his Detroit restaurant to another city. Oh, this is going to be real interesting.
Kid Rock is taking his Detroit flavor to Nashville in the form of a new restaurant, the Detroit Cowboy. The rocker stopped by Varney & Company on Fox Business to detail why he chose that destination for his hometown restaurant.
You know, our motto is go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. I had a little trouble just doing business with some bad actors in Detroit years ago in a city that I love.
The Michigan-born rapper's new place is a fine dining establishment serving steaks and seafood. It'll open Monday in the downtown district. The restaurant's walls will be decorated with memorabilia from his career and the gifts that he has received from icons like Johnny Cash, Bob Seger, Loretta Lynn, and nods to Aretha Franklin and Motown. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Well, that was a few lightweight names they were dropping, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Who are those schmucks?
Just
come on.
There. Hey, listen, Pensacola is going to soon become a port of call for American cruise lines, and it shipped the American Symphony. It's part of the cruise line's new Gulf Coast cruise itinerary. Darren Schaefer, president and CEO of Visit Pensacola, confirmed starting March 2026, the eight-day cruise travels from New Orleans to Pensacola with stops in Gulfport, Biloxi, Ocean Springs, and Mobile. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the way to make a nice trip in 8 days.
Yeah.
It's pretty darn nice. Okay, Austin Price, Chris Bryan here. We're going to come back in about 12 minutes with more. You are listening to News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on today.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.